אוקיי.
שלום עליכם.
שלום לכולם. כולם. Yeah, we're starting the parsha of Toldos. If you notice, we're progressing at a very quick pace through history. Already 2,000 years since the beginning of the Torah, and we're already halfway through the Ovis already. Starts off with the story of Yitzhak. Yitzhak, as we know, last parsha was really not about Yitzhak, it was about the shidduch that was made for Yitzhak. And the first thing that we really see about Yitzhak, we see two things. In the last parsha, it says, one second. Vayetze Yitzhak Lesuach Basor Deliz Maiteres. That's not the only thing that it says about him in the parasha. He went Lesuach Basor. Rashi says, Lesuach is Loshon Tfilo. Like it says, Yishbor Sichog. He'll pour his Siach, his conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the first time that we come into contact with Yitzhak. And now also, other than the fact that he was 40 years old when he got married, the first thing it says in this parash is, Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem Anoichach Ishtoi. Vayeta, Rashi says, Hif Hilbe Vehifte Betzila. He put a lot of koiches, energy, into his tzila so that they should have a child. We know that the first time things or people or whatever is mentioned in the Torah is something about their nature. And that's what seems to be over here. Our forefather Yitzhak, his big koyach was his koyach of tefillah. Vasulach basode and vayetar. The lashon of vayetar also means not just he davened a lot. The Gemara says the term of the atar also means like a spade, a shovel that turns over the ground, turns over the earth. It says the kerech of tefillah is to mahapech midas hadin to midas harachamim. That is the kerech of tefillah. Tefillah is called rachamim. It's a way of arousing rachamim. How does it arouse rachamim? Because by the fact that we realize that in every situation there's all kind of complications. But the thing behind everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no reason to get shaken up by the complications, to get upset by them. Yeah, not to despair. Because every situation, we're totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the kata of Vayetza. The Etzem, said in Chazal that Yitzhak and Rivka were creating the fashion that they cannot have children. She was basically, up to the way she was created, she was supposed to be barren. That's the Midas Adin. The physical world. Din always means something that is limited. And she also had that limitation that she couldn't even continue onwards to the next generation. That's only what's not yet to the physical world. The Olam HaTzila, the Olam of that direct connection which we can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, raises us above the physical world and brings us into Hashem's world of special Hashgacha. Shkocha put his panos. And in that world, things can change completely. That's what he did. Vayeta, him and his wife, davened together, and they flipped over the Midas Adin, the fact that they were destined up to Adin to be a one-generation family, and that would be the end, to be one of the forefathers of the great nation of Klal Yisrael, which is Tachlis the whole Olam.
That's also the Suach Besodes. He had a conversation Leis Erev. He was Mechadish Tfilis Mincha. That's what it says. And that Pasuk, yeah, Yitzhak was Mechadish Mincha. The special thing about Mincha is, Shachris is before you started your day. Maariv is when you ended your day. And Mincha is Mamish in the middle of the day. It's a beautiful thing you see all over the world, especially in the winter. 4 o'clock is Mamish in the middle of the business day nowadays. And everybody from people are scrambling in the winter to take a break sometime to be able to daven Mincha. When a person's involved in his physical endeavors, he's also involved in the Olam Hadin. Gracious Bar Lakim, this whole physical world is Nivra Bedin, because it's all limited in its ability and what we can get out of it. A person could have $1 billion, he has $1 billion, not more. If he has $1 trillion, he has $1 trillion, not more. Because Bar has everything, unlimited. And if he had $1 trillion, you only have it for 100 years. So if you want to live extra long, take a special magic potion, you live for 200 years. But not more. It's very limited. That's everything physical endeavors. So we're in the middle of the day, Mincha time. That is the time that Yitzchak, whose special koich was, Dayeta, to flip over the Mises Adin to Mises Rachman, to Shor Kodesh Bohu. I'm so involved in my physical endeavors that I realize that this is just on the surface. The thing behind it is Yuach Kodesh Bohu, and therefore I'm going to stop everything, even if it's just for a few minutes. This is a powerful field that shows the Kodesh Bohu how much we're connected to him and realize that he's behind everything. And the Bemet, it says that special kreif at tefillah, Eliyahu Hanavi was answered in his tefillah, Kamel and Mincha time, the special time of the day, because of this factor. So it's another lesson we have from our great forefather, Yitzchak, and our mother, Rivka. This mida, people think midas adin is something bad. Midas adin is a situation that Kodesh Baruch Hu puts into it to give us the opportunity to convert it to rachamim and to chesed. The world now is going through a certain level of dinim with a virus going around. But we have to chap arayim. We don't know how long it's going to last. Once it's over, the opportunity is lost. While it's still here, it's an opportunity to be the ones that are going to change it. All these vaccines, every day another company comes with another vaccine. It's nothing to do with them. It has to do with us. If we are the ones who misspelled properly, we'll be the ones that will bring the hashpah that people will make out of vaccines. The person, when I hear people saying, yeah, me, it's a shame, it'll be over soon, they'll find a vaccine. That's missing the point. It's a tragedy that an Orthodox Jew would think of such a thing. The way we say it is, a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Mi Yitzchak Hashem will be over soon because we're being mischazik and mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mechazik HaChasodim and HaTorah and everything else. And they'll be mehapich to Midas Adin, to Midas Rachman, how Hashem will do it. Either take it away without a vaccine or take it away with the vaccine, part of the Hashgacha behind. Every medicine is Hashgacha Potus. Medicines just don't come by themselves. Hashem decides to reveal certain medicines and suddenly pop up. If anybody knows some history of medicine, that's a lot of them were just without even looking for them, they found them because that's what it's about. So we should be zeichem yitz Hashem, take advantage of this special time and learn from our forefathers that we have that power. No matter how trying the situation looks, it's all in our hands. With our tefillos, bayeta, to be mapech, to be the sardin, to be the sarachman. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom. God bless you.